Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
No DP, no J. I'm Austin Norman with you back in Lincoln as the guys are getting ready for Big Ten Media Days. Keep it tuned here to 93.7 The Ticket. Make sure you follow us on social media as well. Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter. TikTok, I think we have as well. Either way, if you have a social media platform, make sure you search for 93.7 The Ticket. We will be busy posting content, posting highlights, posting videos, interviews, thoughts, opinions, observations, you name it, at 93.7 The Ticket. Follow there. And you're hearing the commercials pretty much every break here. Follow the guys, right? They'll be posting from their personal accounts as well. The list is there in that commercial. I hope you follow them already on these social media platforms. But if not, make sure you do that before tomorrow. You're not going to want to miss it. And hey, throw us guys back here on Lincoln to follow as well if you are so inclined. At Twitter, I'm at Austin_Orman. My turn to give you my thoughts here on the Big Ten preseason poll. Again, the Big Ten doesn't actually file one of these as an official conference order of business, but Cleveland.com has been doing this for a while. So we'll go through that here in just a second. I went through it with Jay Foreman a couple segments ago now. Brett McMurphy tweeted it out. If you want to take a look at it, go find it there. If you have any thoughts on it, let me know. 402-464-5685. Which Big Ten team are you most interested in tracking throughout this season outside of Nebraska? Obviously, I know this is a Husker audience. Obviously, we will be living and dying with every breath, every step the Huskers take. But if there's another Big Ten team you're interested in monitoring to see how they fare, let me know on the text line. We got about 15, maybe 20 minutes here in this segment. That's essentially enough time for me to give you 1 minute on team in the Big Ten. Again, it's an 18 team Big Ten, spreading media days out across 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So plenty of content coming from the Big Ten, plenty of new teams, plenty of old teams. I'm going to go not in order of ranking here. I don't like rankings, you know, one through X, however many. I prefer putting teams into tiers. You know, this is a group of teams that I think are going to be similar. I'm not going to say Team X finishes above Team Y for any reason necessarily. There are teams that, you know, I might do that for. But generally speaking, I like doing tiers more so than rankings. It gives you a little bit more room for nuance and I think a little bit clearer divide and picture of who's going to stack up where in the Big Ten. Let's start at the bottom here. Teams 18, 17, and 16 in the Big Ten poll are Purdue, Indiana, and Michigan State. I have a new coaches tier down here. And the new coaches tier is UCLA, Indiana, and Michigan State. UCLA hires Deshaun Foster, who brings in Eric Bieniemy to be an assistant coach out of the NFL ranks. Really curious to see how that goes for UCLA. J. Michael Sturdivant, one of the best receivers in the Big Ten. They lose a lot, including a lot to the edge rusher out of that defense. So there's a long road to hoe for UCLA in year one. But as Jay and I were talking about, I wouldn't be shocked to see UCLA pop up and, you know, challenge for a bowl game. The schedule for UCLA is at Hawaii, a week off. They host Indiana, go to LSU, host Oregon, go to Penn State, host Minnesota. I think UCLA can win that game. Rutgers is a long trip, and I think that can be a competitive game. At Nebraska, UCLA is going to view that as an opportunity, just like Nebraska is. You host Iowa, you go to Washington, host USC, and then host Fresno State to end the regular season. I see at least four wins on that schedule for UCLA. I don't see a 2-10. I don't see a 10-2. I don't even see 8-4, right? I think 6-6 is probably the ceiling for UCLA, and we'll have to see about that. Indiana and Kurt Cignetti, I'm hanging on to every word Kurt Cignetti's saying at Big Ten Media Days. What's your pitch to come get kids to come play for Indiana? Google me. Look me up. I win, is what Kurt Cignetti said. That's a baller statement, baller phrase. And I hope it happens, right? Indiana hasn't been that good at college football. I mean, outside of that 2020 year with Penix, Wap Fillier was on that team, Stevie Scott at running back. I think Micah McFadden was still there at linebacker. That was a fun team, but they popped up kind of out of nowhere. Can Cignetti get something rolling in Bloomington? I'm not sure it happens year one, but again, he's a winner. Just Google him. And then Michigan State and Jonathan Smith from Oregon State, right? The Beavers to the Woodshed in East Lansing. All that wood that his Beavers gnawed through. Hey, guess what? Bring it to the Woodshed. You're good right there. He brings Aiden Chiles with him from Corvallis to East Lansing, but not to Media Days. So we won't hear from Aiden Chiles over these 3 days. Maybe one of the most purely talented quarterbacks, needs a little bit of seasoning. We'll see what he's able to do in what we presume will be his first extended playing time. Is Jonathan Smith able to rebuild that defense? Because that's really how it happened at Oregon State first. Was the defense and the run game to get them respectable? DJ Uiagalelei had a pretty solid season out there in Corvallis as well before transferring to Florida State, where he'll be the starter taking over for Jordan Travis. So that's the new coaches tier. There's a tier with one team in it, and I call the, oh, you're still here tier. And that's Illinois. They just don't excite me in any way. They're just kind of there. The biggest benefit that Illinois had in the Big Ten was being in the West, where they could pop up and, you know, steal a couple wins to get them bowl eligible. I thought Illinois had the driver's seat for the division last year, and then they faded down the stretch. I thought Illinois is in really good position. I'm not buying Illinois this year. They're just kind of there. Bielema is who he is at this point. The Big Ten knows him, is entirely familiar with him. He doesn't bring anything new and exciting to the table. The defense was solid last year with NFL talent, but they lost a good amount of it. Can it reload? The offense has been uninspiring for a while. It's a very Big Ten West outfit that has to find its way in a Big Ten with no divisions anymore. So, yeah, Illinois, you're still here. I would forget about you. I don't even know who you're bringing to Media Days, which gets us to our wait-and-see tier. I've got three teams in this one. One of them is Purdue. I could see things going off the rails and poorly for Purdue, but maybe there's enough there on offense that Walters cobbles something together and gets close to a bowl game. I didn't expect much from Purdue last year in a 4-8 year. Are they 3-9? I forget. Either way, it's not a good year for Purdue. Is Ryan Walters a guy? Does he have more of a runway? I'm curious to see. I think Purdue is a place that you can afford to be patient because it's out of the way, because it's not a football powerhouse, because you have Painter there doing his thing in men's basketball. But at the same time, in the new era of college football, the longer you allow yourself to be a doormat, the longer you go between exciting football and winning games, I think it's only going to get harder to pick yourself up off the mat and get going. So I think Ryan Walters is a young guy that deserves patience, but I could also understand from Purdue's point of view, it's, hey, we don't have runway. You have to get in and have something to sell. You know, show us reasons for hope.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And optimism, get fans out to the game, and raise money in the NIL era, because the gap is only going to keep growing between the haves and the have-nots. And right now, Purdue's one of the haves. They get the Big Ten money, and they're not doing anything with it. I'm curious to see just how warm Ryan Walters' seat gets if it's not a successful year. Jay said that if they finish last in the Big Ten, Ryan Walters is gone. I don't disagree with him. I could totally see that happening. I just hope it doesn't, right? I think Ryan Walters deserves another year after this one, regardless of how it goes, to see what that program looks like in his image. Big Bird on the text line. I appreciate your text. Let's get into it. The show us something tier. I referenced Judge Smales from Caddyshack. Well, we're waiting for really all of these teams. Big Bird says Wisconsin is the team that he's watching. They had probably more hype than Nebraska last year and was disappointing with the hype. They were also the preseason pick to win the West. They finished third in the division and 7-6 overall. Show us something. That's why I titled the tier the way it did. It's not now or never for Luke Fickell, who I think has some runway because of his Big Ten ties, his Upper Midwest ties, because of how he built Cincinnati into a team that made the playoff. And because he was graded out and generally panned as the best hire of the coaching cycle. A surprise get for Wisconsin. Maybe out of character for them to make such a splash hire. And what does he do when he comes in? He makes a splash. He changes Wisconsin by letting Jim Leonard go. And that was probably always going to happen, given that a lot of Wisconsin fans and a good amount of the players, too, saw Jim Leonard as their future leader, as their future head coach. But nope, it's Luke Fickell. Leonard's not brought back as DC. And Phil Longo is brought in as offensive coordinator. Doesn't really use Braylon Allen. Tanner Mordecai was fine. He was okay. He was solid enough, but didn't light the world on fire. Wasn't a game changer for them, even before the injury. A lot of quarterbacks gone. New quarterback in is Tyler Van Dyke from Miami, who had a really good year 2 years ago. Struggled with a little bit of injury and some inconsistency last year. I think Van Dyke has a higher ceiling than Tanner Mordecai does, but the floor is probably lower. It's a gamble. It's a bet on Tyler Van Dyke's talent by Luke Fickell, by Phil Longo and that entire staff. Defense should still be good enough, at least, right? It should be solid, but I don't think this is your traditionally imposing Wisconsin defense, right? I think Wisconsin, if we're talking about the old Big Ten West here, Wisconsin probably has the third best defense. I think Iowa and Nebraska are a step ahead of it. Minnesota losing its defensive coordinator, Joe Rossi, to Michigan State, I think is a surprisingly big deal. Purdue and Ryan Walters don't really have defense figured out, and they lost their couple best players. Northwestern's defense was pretty good last year, but I need to see a little bit more for me to pick them ahead of Wisconsin. There's a lot riding on this year for Wisconsin. Again, I don't think it's do or die for Luke Fickell, but to see how that hire ages in year two, to see if Wisconsin has a coherent identity and plan, I'm fascinated to see, because right now, I'm not sure what Wisconsin is, and I'm not sure Wisconsin knows who it is, what it is, or what it wants to be as a program. Other teams in this show us something tier. Rutgers is in this tier. I'm not going to say people are hyping Rutgers, because one doesn't hype Rutgers. Like, come on. It's Rutgers. It's Piscataway. I don't care if it's the birthplace of college football. You're always going to be skeptical of Rutgers. But they made a bowl game last year. Shiano's got them closer to where they were back in the old Big East days. And I don't think we will ever see the days of Rutgers winning 9 or 10 games consistently again, especially not in this new conference. But Rutgers can be pesky. Rutgers can be solid. And I could see Rutgers getting a 7-5 and 8-4. Give me a sec to pull up their schedule. But the question I would ask Greg Schiano is the rebuild where you thought it would be? Are you where you want to be? And how does this compare to the last time you were at Rutgers, right? What's easier? What's harder? How does that work? What are Greg Schiano's thoughts? All right, Rutgers here. The schedule is at Howard. Yeah, at Howard on a Thursday, August 29th, opening up the year. They go to Akron, get a bye week. These are at home. Howard and Akron at home, as in the wrong column, at Virginia Tech. So there's their first road game. They host Washington. They come to Lincoln, host Wisconsin and UCLA back-to-back weeks, and then go to USC to finish October. That's a big stretch for them. At Virginia Tech, solid to decent, not great. I could see Rutgers winning that game. Washington at home, I mean, track record tells you Washington, I might be picking Rutgers in that game. At Nebraska, that's going to be a bloodbath. That's going to be who eats their bowl of nails better that morning. Wisconsin in Piscataway, again, track record says you take Wisconsin. I'm not so sure. UCLA, we'll see where they're at about halfway through the season. At USC, that styles make fights. Can Rutgers score on the USC defense? Can the USC offense score on the Rutgers defense? Then you get a bye week to start November. Your last four games for Rutgers are Minnesota at home, at Maryland, Illinois at home, and then at Michigan State. You can talk me into Rutgers going and having a perfect November. Would I put money on it right now? Absolutely not, but you can talk me into it. I think Rutgers is going to be sneaky. I think Schiano's getting them closer. Northwestern is in the show me something tier because last year really feels fluky. They won a lot of close games. They did some typical Northwestern hijinks, and it kind of feels like that whole season was running off of adrenaline, running off of haterade, right? Everyone said we couldn't do this. Everyone's against us. They're writing us off. I hope teams took Northwestern seriously last year, but I'm not so sure they fully did. Northwestern's not going to catch anyone by surprise this year. I like David Braun. I think he's a solid coach and under the radar hire as Northwestern's defensive coordinator before everything came out with Pat Fitzgerald and the locker room. I like David Braun. I wish the best for him, but it's hard to argue right now that last year wasn't a fluke. He's got a lot to prove. He's got a lot to show me. Two more teams in this show us something tier. Maryland is in this tier. Maryland and Rutgers, I think, are two of the biggest winners in Big Ten realignment / expansion. Being able to escape the Big Ten East is crucial for both of those teams, right? For Rutgers to get more chances at playing your Nebraskas, your Illinois, your Minnesotas, your Northwesterns, your Purdues is big for them. Do they take full advantage of it? I don't know, but it doesn't hurt them. Granted, they had Michigan State, they had Indiana, even Maryland sometimes in that tier, but Maryland on the low did climb up to decently consistent fourth on that side of the Big Ten. But both of those teams, I think, getting the opportunity to play some more of the middle class to the bottom middle tiers of the Big Ten, I think is only going to boost their resume and boost their chances at getting to bowl games. No Tagovailoa at quarterback for Loxley. Got to replace him. We'll see what they're able to do. And then 78-09, Nebraska is definitely in the show me something tier. Absolutely. Absolutely 78-09. Nebraska is there. Smack dab in the show me something tier. Let's go to break and I'll explain the rationale behind Nebraska in the show us something tier. We'll get to the top two tiers as well when we get back to old school here on 93.7 The Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.